大家平安，大家平安。
Peace to you all.
今天晚上继续跟大家来查考传道书。
This evening we'll continue to study the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第二章。
Chapter 2.
从十二节一直到二十六节。
From verse 12 to 26.
传道书第二章的十二节到二十六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 12 to 26.
传道书的主题是虚空。
One of the recurring themes in the book of Ecclesiastes is vanity.
差不多十一章的圣经所罗门在描写人生的虚空。
In 11 chapters, King Solomon described the futility of human life.
他就是要告诉我们，如果活着没有神，不管你做什么都是虚空。
He wanted us to know that if there is no God in our lives, whatever we do is in vain.
那到最后一章是结论。
Chapter 12 is the concluding chapter.
是正面的，是积极的。
It is positive and it is active.
就是我们要寻找神。
In the sense that we should all seek God.
要敬畏神。
We need to fear him.
要以神为中心，这样的人生才不会虚空。
And only when we have a God-centered life can we get rid of vanity.
那第二章十二节到二十六节在讲两件事情。
Chapter 2 verse 12 to 26 talk about two things.
第一个是智慧。
First, wisdom.
第二个是人的能力。
Second, human ability.
这两件事情是我们现在人在判断一个人的价值的标准。
These are the two things by which we measure one's worth.
第一个就是他有没有智慧。
First of all, is this person wise?
那智慧的表现就是书是不是读得很好。
One of the manifestations of being a wise or intelligent person is whether he or she is well educated.
那第二个是能力。
The second is ability.
能力的表现就是他在工作场所能够不断地爬升。
One's ability can be demonstrated through constant promotions in one's career.
这是我们现在人所注重的两件事情。
And these are the two things that we all focus on.
那从十二节一直到二十六节，我们要从圣经的观点来看这两件事情。
From verse 12 to verse 26, we're going to see how the Bible looks at these two attributes.
首先我们用一个历史的事实来看这两件事情。
First of all, let us look at these two attributes from a historical perspective.
第一个就是金字塔的象征。
First of all, the representation of the pyramid.
在4500年前。
About 4500 years ago.
全世界有三个文明的国家。
There were three major civilizations in the world.
一个是埃及。
Egypt.
一个是印度。
India.
还是一个是中国。
China.
那埃及这个文明的古国留下一个让人能够纪念的就是金字塔。
The Egyptian civilization, is kept alive.By the pyramid.
那这个金字塔大概有五百尺高。
The pyramid is about 500 feet high.
我们现在看这个楼房啊，一层大概是十尺，所以五百尺大概是五十层楼。
So if each floor is about 10 feet, then a pyramid is roughly 50 stories high.
那每一个金字塔是230万块石头所盖成的。
And each pyramid is built with 2.3 million bricks.
那每一块石头的重是两吨。
Each brick is roughly 2 tons.
想想看，那个时候没有电脑。
Think about it. There wasn't any computer at that time.
那个时候也没有机器，没有举重机。
There's no machinery.
但是四千五百年前，埃及能够盖了很多的金字塔。
But 4,500 years ago, the Egyptians built many pyramids.
这个金字塔就是代表他们的智慧。
These pyramids epitomize the wisdom of the Egyptians.
因为这需要有 数学的头脑，需要有几何的观念。
Because constructing the pyramids would require a thorough understanding of mathematics.
而且这个也是代表他们的能力。
This also represents their ability.
他们动员了很多的人，花很多的时间把金字塔盖上。
They were able to mobilize much human and material resources to complete the construction.
那为什么要盖金字塔？
Why did they build the pyramids?
我们仔细看金字塔里面做什么。
What are inside the pyramids?
金字塔里面就是埋葬当时的国王。
In them are the remains of their kings.
所以这些国王现在很多变成木乃伊。
And these kings become mummies today.
那有的被拿出来送到全世界各地去展览。
Some of them have been excavated and exhibited at different museums.
我们可以想象在4500年前他们非常有智慧非常有能力金字塔是一个证明。
So 4500 years ago, the Egyptians were able and wise enough to build the pyramid, which is a demonstration of their ability.
但是经过时间一直过去了这么久。
But many years have passed.
我们再回头过来看。
And if we look back,
这一些智慧跟能力以及他们的努力到底带给他们什么？
What have their wisdom and abilities brought them?
从我们现在来看，并没有带给他们什么。
In fact, they didn't bring them anything.
为什么？
Why?
因为死亡这个没有办法避免的事实把一切都消灭了。
Because death, the ultimate reality destroyed the results of their efforts.
那最近最强大的国家大概是苏联跟美国。
In recent history, we find the most powerful nations in this world as the Soviet Union and the United States.
但是苏联已经垮台了。
But Soviet Union has since been dissolved.
剩下美国。
Only the United States.
在美国的Rushmore 有一个纪念碑。
In Rushmore, there is a memorial.
有四个总统。
With four presidents.
我记得三个，一个是林肯、华盛顿跟杰弗逊。
Lincoln, Washington, and Jefferson.
这几个人都是相当有智慧而且相当有能力的人。
They are very capable and wise men.
经过他们的努力美国成为200年来的一个最大的一个最有权势的国家。
And after much effort, the United States became the most powerful nation in the world.
所以我们可以看出智慧跟能力是有它的价值。
So we can see the value of wisdom and ability.
但是从埃及帝国的兴盛跟衰微来看。
But from the rise and fall of the kingdom of Egypt,
人类的智慧跟能力到最后带来的结论是一样虚空。
Human wisdom and ability will ultimately bring us only futility of life.
为什么？
Why?
因为死亡这件事情没有办法有一个人能够克服。
Because there's no human being who can overcome the reality of death.
在死亡之下有没有智慧，从长远观点来讲，已经都是一样。
Under the reality of death, it really doesn't matter if one has or has not wisdom or ability.
但是从短暂他还活着这段时间来讲，当然有智慧比没有智慧好。
But obviously, as a person is still living, it is better to have wisdom than not to have it.
我们先来看传道书的第二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
传道书的第二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
十二节
，verse 12。
我转念观看智慧、狂妄和愚昧，在王以后来的人还能做什么呢？也不过行，早先所做的就是的。十三节
，13。
我便看出智慧胜过愚昧，如同光明胜过黑暗。这个地方这个说智慧胜过愚昧，如同光明胜过黑暗。
Verse 13 tells us that wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness.
光明胜过黑暗，这是很明显的。
It is obvious that light is better than darkness.
所以智慧胜过愚昧，这也是很明显的。
And it is just as obvious that wisdom is better than folly.
书读得好的人啊，当然比书读得不很好的人当然是更好。
And obviously, it is better for one to be more academically inclined than not.
啊，因为人受好的教育是用脑力赚钱，人没有受教育是用体力赚钱。
Because people who are educated make money with their brains, and people who are lesser educated make money with their labor.
所以很多父母很注重自己小孩子的教育。
And that is why many parents focus very much on the education of their children.
但是书读得好读不好，这有时候跟他的头脑有关系。
But the ability to have a good education sometimes depends uponhow smart or intelligent the child may be.
但是头脑这不是我们能选择的。
But it is not up to us how smart or not we are.
所以这样是不是说一个人有智慧就是表示他的人生比较有价值，没有智慧就是他的人生比较没有价值呢？
So it begs the question, is your life more meaningful because you're wiser and less meaningful just because you're not?
那从十三节看起来好像答案是这样。
And from verse 13, it seems as if that is the conclusion.
智慧胜过愚昧，如同光明胜过黑暗。
For it says, wisdom is better than folly just as light is better than darkness.
多读书的胜过没有读书的。
Those who are better educated are better off than those who are not.
是从人活着这一段时间来看是这样。
And truly enough, in a person's lifetime, this seems to be the case.
但是我们看十五节。
But let us read verse 15.
十四节啊。
Verse 14.
智慧人的眼目光明，愚昧人在黑暗里行。我却看明有一件事，这两人都必遇见。这里啊，所罗门说，有一件事情，这两个人都必遇见。
Here Solomon says, I came to realize that the same fate overtakes them both.
这一件事是什么？
What is this fate?
就是死亡。
That is death.
所以死亡使人的智慧有相对的价值，但是没有永恒的价值。
So death makes wisdom valuable only when one is alive, but it is insignificant when one is dead.
所以你到坟墓里面去看，两个人埋在一起，一个人受很好的教育，头脑很聪明，跟一个没有受教育的，头脑笨笨的，结论是一样的。
So when you see someone in the grave, it really doesn't matter whether he or she was smart or not. When he was alive.
除非人能够突破这个死亡，进到永恒，不然的话，头脑好不好是一样的。
So unless you can transcend death, it really doesn't matter how smart or intelligent you are.
所以圣经就是要帮助我们去思想怎么来超越这个死亡。
And that is why the Bible is here to help us to transcend futility and death.
如果我们没有办法改变死亡一直来到这个事实，
if we cannot change the reality that death will one day befall us,
但是我们可以借着圣经的方式来超越这个事实，
then we should realize that through the truth of the Bible, we can transcend death and futility.
这个就是传道书讲虚空一个很重要的原因。
And this is one of the major reasons King Solomon talk about futility in this book.
就是要让我们超越人生的虚空。
He wants us to transcend the futility of our lives.
我们看十六节跟十七节。
Verse 16 and 17.
智慧人和愚昧人一样，永远没有人纪念。
For the wise man and the fool will not be long remembered.
因为日后都被忘记，可叹智慧人死亡与愚昧人没有什么不同。
In days to come, both will be forgotten. Like the fool, the wise man too must die.
所以一个世代过去就被忘记了，不管你有没有智慧。
So one generation comes, another generation goes, and all is forgotten.
所以十七节。
Verse 17.
所以我恨了生命，因为在日光之下所行的事，我都以烦恼，都是虚空，都是捕风。
So King Solomon said, I hated life because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me, and all of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind.
为什么他说恨了生命？
Why did King Solomon hate life?
也管不管你有没有聪明，到最后都是空的，所以没有带来什么价值，因此我活着要做什么？
regardless of how intelligent or wise he was, it didn't really bring him anything when death came.
啊，所以一个姐妹啊，她本身非常突出，她先生也非常突出，在美国读的学位。
There is a couple, a brother and a sister who were very outstanding in their careers and studies.
但是她看到她的孩子非常的普通，她就很烦恼。
When they saw that their children were just ordinary kids, they were worried for them.
但是如果从圣经看起来，最值得烦恼的不是我们的小孩子很普通。
But from a biblical perspective, we shouldn't worry just because our kids are ordinary.
我们最值得烦恼是我们的小孩子有没有那个智慧去认识神。
What we should really worry about is whether our children have the wisdom to know God.
因为你不管聪明愚笨，到最后都是空的。
Because whether you are foolish or intelligent, ultimately everything is in vain.
只有你认识神，你才能够超越虚空。
Only when you know God will you transcend futility.
只有我们认识神，在基督里才有丰盛的恩典。
Only when you know God will you have an abundance of blessings in Christ.
这个才是最重要的。
This is the most important.
所以你人生用自己的头脑不断的学位，一直爬，一直爬。如果不认识神，这个是空的。
So even though you may advance academically or otherwise in your life, everything is vain without God.
但是一个人如果很普通，他总得在神里面不断地去成长，他的生命不是空的。
But an ordinary man, if he or she knows how to pursue God, his life is never in vain.
所以智慧或平庸，这个我们没有办法控制。
So ordinary or intelligent, it really doesn't matter.And it is out of our control.
但是我们活到最后是会变成虚空，还是能够超越虚空，这是我们能控制的。
But ultimately, the end result of our pursuit, whether we're in God or away from God, that is something we can control.
这个是我们需要做选择的。
And this is a choice we all have to make.
所以十二节到十七节说智慧属于虚空。
That is why verse 12 to 17 demonstrate the futility of wisdom.
这是因为有死亡的事实。
And it is because of the reality of death.
这也是因为这个人活着没有进到神里面来超越。
And wisdom is in vain because one has not entered into the knowledge of God.
那我们现在再看从18节来看。
Verse 18.
18节一直到23节。
Verse 18 to 23.
这里在讲劳碌所带来到最后也是虚空。
These verses tell us that toil will ultimately be in vain as well.
我们大家在美国工作的都很辛苦。
We work very hard in this country.
压力很大。
A lot of pressure.
真的是以自己的青春生命来换得金钱。
We are, exchanging our youth and the prime of our life for money.
但是到底我们这一段时间活到最后带给我们什么价值？
But ultimately, what does our toil really bring us?
这个是我们需要思想的。
This is something we should all think about.
那如果从十八节跟二十三节来看，
From verse 18 to 23,
如果我们不懂得神，
We realize that if we do not know God,
我们一切的劳碌到最后都是空的。
Then all our toil will end in futility.
这个是一个结论，是没有办法避免的一个结论。
And this is an inevitable conclusion.
好，我们先来看十八节。
Verse 18.
为什么劳碌到最后的结果是空的？
Why is it that after we toil for so long, only to end up with nothing and vanity?
这个不是劳碌不能得什么。
It is not that through toil we cannot obtain anything.
而是你劳碌得来的，你没法永远的拥有。
But that whatever we toil for, we cannot keep it in possession forever.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我恨了一切劳碌，就是我在日光之下劳碌，因为我得来的必留给我以后的人。
I hated all the things I had toiled for under the sun because I must leave them to the one who comes after me.
他不是说不喜欢啊，他说我恨恶劳碌。
King Solomon hated all the things he had toiled for.
为什么？
Why?
因为我劳碌得来的到最后要留给别人。
Because he had to leave them to the one who came after him.
我们想想看哦，我们断气的时候，第一个从你身上被拿走的是什么？
At the point of your death, what is the one thing that's been taken away from you?
哦，第一个从你身上被拿走的是钱包。
The first thing might as well be your wallet.
啊，如果你戴很大的钻戒。
Or the huge ring you have on your finger.
你有一个金项链。
Or maybe your gold necklace.
等你断气的时候。
At the point of your death.
这个金项链拿下来。
They're going to take off your gold necklace.
然后钻戒拿下来。
Take off your diamond ring.
这个是你辛苦赚的，不错。
All these things you had toil for.
但是你已经过去了。
But you have passed.
所以这个要拿下来。
So these things will be removed.
那这个谁享受呢？
And who enjoy these things?
是别人在享受。
Other people who come after you.
所以死是什么？死就是人生的归零嘛。
So what is death? Death is basically returning to zero.
我们人生的起跑点大家都一样。
We all start at the same point.
但是因为有的人背景，有的这机会，有的能力不同，所以到你到中年的时候，每个人成就不一样。
But because of our varied backgrounds and talents and opportunities, we end up differently.
那个时候有可夸。
So when there are differences, there might be something to boast about.
所以你在开高中、大学的同学会的时候，你看有的人就有荣耀。
And so when you go to, let's say a high school or a college reunion, you see that some people are very accomplished.
但是等到一个人死亡，全部都归回原点。
But when a person dies, everything returns to zero, to the starting point.
因为人的起点是一无所有，人的终点也是一无所有。
Because we start with nothing and we end with nothing.
那如果这个是事实，
And if this is reality,
那请问你一生这么努力在拼什么？
Then let me ask you, why are you toiling in your life?
因为到最后是归零。
Because ultimately everything goes to nothing.
这个是我们要思想，也是传道者给我们一个提醒。
This is something that we should think about, and it's something that the preacher in this book wants us to ponder over.
就是日光之下，你劳碌所有，你没有办法永远的持有。
Whatever you toil for in under the sun cannot be held in possession forever.
是第九节。
Verse 19.
那人是智慧，是愚昧，谁能知道呢？他竟然要管理我所劳碌所得的，就是我在日光之下用智慧所得的，这也是虚空。
And who knows whether he will be a wise man or a fool, yet he will have control over all the work into which I have poured my effort and skill under the sun. This too is meaningless.
所以如果那个人很有智慧，可能你传给他的钱，他可以赚的加倍。
So your successor may be wise, and he doubles the money that you left him.
如果那个人是愚笨的，你这么辛苦赚一辈子，他不要几年就把它花光了。
But if you had left your inheritance to a fool, he may squander over your lifetime savings in a mere number of years.
你天天节俭，努力做工。
You may work hard and be frugal about everything.
但是传到下一代，不要几年躺，吃喝玩乐就玩光了。
And yet, the generation that comes after you may squander it all in a matter of years.
所以二十节的结论说，我转想我在日光之下所劳碌一切的功，心便绝望了。
That is why verse 20, King Solomon says, So my heart began to despair over all my toilsome labor under the sun.
所以本来很认真去做工，是有一个希望，你可以积蓄的很多。
Perhaps the motivation behind our toiling is so that we may accumulate wealth.
但是想到死亡没有办法克服这个事实，他就绝望了。
But King Solomon was really disillusioned when he understood that there is only futility at the end of his toilsome life.
因为我们一切劳碌所得的，好像股票一直涨下去，到最后一定会跌到零点。
It is as though the stock portfolio you hold soars in value only to crumble down to zero.
如果到最后会跌到零点，请问你投资这么多要做什么？
And if that is the consequence of your investments, why bother investing in the first place?
这个是一个很重要的问题，我们需要来思想。
This is a very important question that we should all ponder.
每一天这么努力上班加班，投入这么多，到底是为什么？
Why in the world are we devoting so much of our time in the prime of our life to work and to toil and to work overtime?
我们看21节。
Verse 21.
因为有人用智慧知识灵巧劳碌得来的，后来却留给未曾劳碌的人，这也是虚空，也是大患。
For a man may do his work with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, and then he must leave all he owns to someone who has not worked for it. This too is meaningless and a great misfortune.
所以这是大患。
This is a great misfortune.
所以这个人很有能力，但是到最后他发现他一切的努力带给他是虚空跟大患。
So a person may be wise, knowledgeable, and skillful, and yet what he toils for in his life becomes meaningless and a great misfortune.
因此我们不能够对人生有太高的期望。
And that is why we must not have too high of an expectation of about our lives.
你如果人生看到最后的终点，
If you see the end of your life,
请问我们还有什么太高的期望呢？
Then what kind of expectation should we have about it?
你很聪明，请问你能得到什么？
You may be intelligent, but what can you gain ultimately?
我们很有能力，你可以努力去拼，请问到最后你得到什么？
You may be able and diligent, but in the end, what do you gain?
好，从22节。
Verse 22.
人在日光之下劳碌累心，在他一切劳碌上得什么呢？
What does a man get for all the toil and anxious striving with which he labors under the sun?
所以人啊，要积财要努力啊，很辛苦。
It is very difficult to accumulate wealth.
所以23节。
Verse 23.
他日日忧虑，劳苦成愁烦，连晚上也睡不着。
All his days, his work is pain and grief. Even at night, his mind does not rest.
所以人要迈往成功了，有时候白天努力，晚上还在思想明天怎么样把我的工作做好。
That is why the path to success consists of toilsome days and sleepless nights.
所以晚上也睡不好。
And people have insomnia over their career and accomplishments.
但是他做最后结论说，这是虚空的。
But the conclusion is, this too is meaningless.
因此从12节一直到23节这两个事实，就是智慧是虚空的，劳碌也是这个虚空的，这个事实就引出一个很勉强的结论。
And so, the conclusion of verse 12 to 23 is that wisdom and ability are both futile.
就引出一个很勉强的结论了。
And there is a very forced conclusion to this passage.
24节。
Verse 24.
人莫强辱吃喝，而且在劳碌中享福，我看这也是出于神的手。
A man can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in his work. This too I see is from the hand of God.
所以所罗门说，如果到最后都会空那不如你赚多少你就要去享受。
In other words, Solomon is saying, if whatever you work for with your intelligence and ability will come in vain, why not just enjoy whatever you have in life?
因为到最后都会死啊，所以你赚来你一定要去享受。
So if you are going to die anyway, why don't you just indulge in whatever you have?
所以为什么人会很注重享受？
And this is why people focus so much on enjoyment and entertainment.
你看那以撒跟雅各的故事。
The story of Esau and Jacob.
雅各煮红豆汤。
So Jacob had the lentil soup.
以扫说。
And Esau said,
我将会死，这个长子名分对我什么益处呢？
What good is the birthright to me now?
所以他为着暂时的快乐他就把长子名分卖掉了。
So in exchange for temporary enjoyment, he sold his birthright to his brother.
因为有我将会死这个结论，所以我现在要让我尽量的快乐。
And his rationale is, since I'm going to die anyway, why don't I just enjoy the moment?
这个就是我们现在人的心态。
And this is how many people think these days.
你叫他不要贪爱世界吗？那我活着要做什么？
If you don't want me to love the world, what else am I going to do?
因为他也没有信神，他也没有将来。
I do not believe in God, and there's no future after death anyway.
所以现在最重要，我死了就没有明天了。
So let me just seize the moment, for tomorrow I die.
所以为什么这个债已经高如天了，还是要再借钱再花？
So why is it that some people are so indebted, and yet they are always borrowing on credit just to enjoy themselves?
因为死就算了。
Because once they die, they don't owe anything.
就要享受。
So that is why they always seize the moment to enjoy themselves.
这是第一个圣经的例子。
This is the first example from the Bible.
好，我们看第二个例子。
Let's look at the second example.
哥林多前书四五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书四五章。
1 Corinthians 15.
32节 我若当日像寻常人在以弗所同野兽战斗，那对我有什么益处呢？若使人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。
If I fought wild beasts in Ephesus for merely human reasons, what have I gained? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
这个保罗讲了，如果使人躺在地上就起不来，我们的生活态度要改变。
Paul says,If the dead are not raised, we better change our outlook of life.
就是不要一天拼到完，一年拼到底。
Don't work so hard day after day and from the beginning of the year till the end of the year.
如果使人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧。
If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
要尽情享受。
Just enjoy yourselves.Without restraint.
所以这个传道书里面所罗门在讲智慧跟劳碌到最后带来就是虚空，所以有工作就要享受。
And that is why a very forced conclusion in Ecclesiastes chapter 2 that since everything is vain, we should just enjoy the fruits of our labor.
但这只是一个勉强的结论。
But this is a very forced conclusion.
问题还是没有解决。
It doesn't solve the crux of the issue, the problem.
怎么来解决这个问题？
So how do we solve the problem?
就是智慧跟劳碌是虚空的。
That wisdom and ability are in vain.
那我们就要谈到在基督里面的复活。
We need to talk about the resurrection in Christ.
就是人生有盼望。
The hope of our life.
我们现在看约翰福音十一章。
Let's turn to John 11.
约翰福音的十一章。
John chapter 11.
十一章的25节
Verse 25.
耶稣说复活在我生命在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活
Jesus said to her I am the resurrection and the life He who believes in me will live even though he dies
耶稣说我是生命
Jesus said I am the life
在他里面没有死亡
In me there is no death
我是复活
I am the resurrection.
死的人要活过来。
And whoever dies will live.
所以进到主耶稣里面。
So when we enter into our Lord Jesus Christ.
活在主耶稣里面。
When we live in our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是活在盼望里面。
We live in hope.
那这样我们的劳碌就不会虚空。
Then our toil will not be in vain.
特别我们一切的劳碌当我们是为着神的荣耀，为着是爱神爱人，就不虚空。
And when we toil for the glory of God and for loving God and man, our toil will never be in vain.
所以我们如果回到我们刚刚看那个哥林多前书十五章
，If we were to return to 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
30节
，Verse 30,
我们又何时冒险呢？31节。我们在主耶稣里指着你们所夸口激烈的说我是天天冒死的32节
32
我若像寻常人在以弗所同野兽战斗那对我们有什么益呢保罗相当认真在做工
Paul worked very hard for the ministry.
他说在以弗所同野兽战斗。
He said he fought wild beasts in Ephesus.
这个野兽可以指着这个没有人性逼迫保罗这一群人。
The wild beasts may refer to vicious opponents of the gospel.
所以对他来讲啊，为着辛苦的做工，随时都有丧失生命的可能。
And he fought so hard only to be in peril of his life.
但是他没有改变他这种生活方式。
But he never changed the way he lived.
因为十五章开始他说主复活了。
Because at the outset of chapter 15, he talked about the resurrection of Christ.
我们也要复活。
And we will likewise be resurrected.
而且我们可能像发光，像太阳。
And we will be glorious as the sun.
那既然有这个盼望，
And since we have this hope,
所以辛苦做工就有价值。
We will find value in our toil for the ministry.
既然有这个盼望，
Since we have this hope,
我们的智慧就有价值。
Our wisdom has value.
所以让我们的人生有意义，让我们的工作有意义，就是要突破死亡。
And so the only way to bring value to our life and to our work and our toil is to transcend death.
那就是要进入基督里面。
And the only way to do it is to enter into our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是一个积极的生活方式。
And this is the active life that we must all pursue.
如果没有进到基督里面，
If we do not enter into Christ,
你受很高的教育，赚很多的钱，很辛苦的做工，天天享乐，这是没有意义的。
You may be highly educated, you may have a great job with a great income and career, and enjoy everything in life. All these things are meaningless.
为什么？
Why?
因为死亡来到，一切都是空的。
Because when death comes, everything is vain.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn. Please be seated.
我们明天早上十点到十点半有一个自由参加的祷告会。
We have a voluntary prayer session from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. tomorrow.
我们本人个人的信仰要成长，祷告是一个很重要的关键。
The key to the growth of our faith is our prayers.
我们教会的宣牧工作要推展啊，祷告是一个很重要的关键。
The key to furthering the ministry in this region is also prayer.
所以我们很鼓励诸位信徒能够早一点到教会来祷告。
So we encourage all members to come to church early to pray.
在祷告中我们能够进到灵里面的安息。
In our prayer, we can enter into the rest in the spiritual realm.
说安息是真的让我们心里面一无重担。
And we are here to rest in the spirit.
那就是透过祷告不断的交托。
And we have to continually entrust ourselves to the Lord in our prayers.
我们就有平安。
Then we will have peace.
好，我们现在一起来祷告。
We are going to pray now.
请我们为一些慕道朋友祷告。
Let us pray for our truth seekers.
身体欠难的同龄。
And also for those who are physically ill.
或者我们知道一些比较少来的信徒，请我们在祷告中纪念他们。
And let us also remember those members who have not come to the church for a while.
让我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let us all kneel.